From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Centre in Georgetown, I'm Jeffy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. A jury will continue deliberations on Friday in the trial of a youth worker accused of indecently assaulting a young girl who was in his care. The 7-member jury began considering its verdict shortly before 1 p.m. today, but had not reached a decision by the close of the court's proceedings. The trial opened before a jury of 4 women and 3 men on Monday. The defendant denies allegations that on multiple occasions in 2025, he inappropriately touched the girl and invited her to engage in sexual activity. During closing submissions, Crown Prosecutor Orrit Brown argued that if jurors accepted the complainant's account as truthful, they should return a guilty verdict. The prosecution's case alleges that the accused engaged in inappropriate conduct while in a position of trust with the child. Defense attorney Lee Halliday Davis challenged the prosecution's evidence, pointing to what she described as inconsistencies in the complainant's account. She told the jury that the Crown had not proven his case beyond a reasonable doubt and urged jurors to carefully assess the evidence before reaching a verdict. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters instructed jurors to suspend deliberations for the day and to return to court at 10 a.m. tomorrow to continue considering the case. The National Coalition for Caymanian Administration is looking to give Cabinet more powers when it comes to the country's Conservation Council. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The National Conservation Amendment Bill 2026, gazetted this week, does two things. It expands the definition of alien species and it, quote, confirms the constitutional executive authority of Cabinet. The bill, if passed by MPs in Parliament, will repeal and replace Section 13 of the National Conservation Act, which currently says the council may delegate any of its functions other than making orders and issuing directives to the director of the Department of Environment or any committee or subcommittee of its members. The proposed new section says the council may not delegate to any person any of its powers conferred on it by the act, except when it considers such delegation, quote, necessary for it to carry out its functions under the law. The new subsection also adds that the council would need to receive specific written consent from Cabinet for such delegation, that with written notice, the Cabinet can at any time revoke the power so delegated, and finally, that Cabinet can revoke its consent and direct the Council to revoke any delegated powers, quote, as it sees fit. The alien species change adds a time period to the definition in the law, which, if approved, will now be alien species mean a species whose natural range for the preceding 100-year period does not include the Cayman Islands. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the full bill online at gov.ky/publications. Sticking with legislation, government has also gazetted the Fuel Market Regulation Bill. The bill, if passed by lawmakers, will give the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, URCO, commonly referred to as OFREG, the power to review all fuel supply contracts, quote, determine if the contract is still in the public's interest, and provide notice if the contract should be retendered. The Lands Minister says his National Coalition for Caymanians Administration has made some recent land purchases. For example, the government has bought 45 acres in Little Cayman for, quote, protection.
There's 2 properties around the airfield of Little Cayman Airport that we recently purchased also for the expansion and the buffer that we need to purchase around the airport to help if we're going to keep the airport within this location.
Speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record program, the Honorable Johanny Ebanks says moves have been made in Northside as well.
We have actually purchased a parcel in Northside for the expansion of the Northside Cemetery. That's up there, in, right up at, by the Wesleyan Church. And then we've also looked at purchasing another 4.5-acre parcel of beach property in Northside.
Minister Ebanks says with regard to that purchase, about, quote, 3/4 of that will be kept as beach, with the remaining set aside for, quote, national housing or to build affordable homes in the future. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News.
This is really, really the most impactful culture and heritage initiative in the history of our school system.
With the first heritage village open at the East End Primary School and more on the way, Education Minister the Honorable Ralston Anglin explains that it was important from the start to reach all primary school level learners.
When we started this, The only condition was it was going to be at every primary school. So that's not a question. This is going to be at every single primary school. Every child have to have access to this across our school system.
Minister Anglin explained that though they're starting with the primary school, the government intends to go further.
The team needs to think through precisely what levels and what this would look like come secondary. The one thing about starting a journey, those who have gone before don't get the benefit of new initiatives. Picture the young boy or girl in reception. This is something they're going to experience for 6 straight years. As you can see this space, teachers are going to be able to bring children to their whole classrooms. We have way more than enough space that they're going to actually have to be able to have live demos so you can actually see all of this in action and come to life.
Culture and Heritage Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, says that while government figures out how to tailor culture and heritage to secondary students, he wants the wider public, particularly parents and caretakers, to put an emphasis on sharing elements of culture and heritage with the younger generation.
I want people to come out, especially the older folks, to come out and also take the opportunity to teach some of their younger kids what culture and heritage was for them and what it means to them and how we can ensure that everyone, all of the kids, understands what the Caymanian culture is.
Minister Rankin says as the Heritage Villages roll out, he's inviting members of the public to engage with their local schools and students to grow and foster a culture of passing on heritage and culture. That way, he says, younger generations will
understand what got us to where we are now, how our forefathers and foreparents worked hard to develop the system that we enjoy in today's environment.
If you're interested in partnering with the government to expand culture and heritage in local schools, contact the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage and the Ministry of Education to find out how you can get involved. A long-serving public servant, Mervyn Connolly, is retiring from the government after more than 45 years of service. Mr. Connolly, who currently serves as the Director of Health Regulatory Services and the Superintendent of Health Insurance, has played a key role in the development of the Cayman Islands healthcare system and regulatory framework. Government officials praised him for his commitment to public service, leadership, and mentorship. His career included leadership positions with the Cayman Islands Health Services Authority, oversight of the expansion of the Georgetown Hospital, and more than 2 decades working with the Health Insurance Commission. Mr. Connolly said one of the most rewarding aspects of his career was assisting people in need and helping them access healthcare services and support. He will be succeeded by Aniki Hill. Finally this evening, she was a, quote, cherished cultural icon and a dedicated guardian of Cayman's traditional heritage. The Cayman art community is mourning the passing of Marlena Anglin.
The National Gallery is proud to hold examples of her work in the National Art Collection, where they will remain an enduring testament to her artistry and her contribution to Cayman's cultural heritage. She will be greatly missed.
National Gallery Director Natalie Urquhart there. She tells Radio Cayman Miss Marlena helped ensure important Caymanian practices, stories and crafting were passed from one generation to the next. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. For a full replay of this news broadcast, visit our website, radiocayman.gov.ky. You can also follow Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.